Praise the Lord, everybody. Why don't we stand this evening? It's great to be in church on a Sunday night. Amen. Amen. God bless you for being here today and looking forward to a great time. And the Lord tonight, looking forward to Brother Armstrong preaching the word to us. Amen. God is good. It's going to be a great night in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just a couple of announcements in your hearing tonight before we get started. Amen. Don't forget, of course, Wednesday night is midweek service. And I said this Sunday morning, but next Sunday, you don't want to miss that. Brother Proctor is preaching Sunday morning, Sunday night. Stan Cook, formerly with the Magruders for many years, if you ever listened in their music years ago, great singer. He'll be with us next Sunday night, and it's going to be a great night. And that is contingent upon his wife has been very, very sick and now the hospital. So prayerfully, he can be here next Sunday night. So looking forward to a great weekend regardless. And just a couple of announcements to make you aware of tonight. Jessica Martinez and Blake Edwards are getting married. There is a box, of course, in the foyer. And you can place a card out there to wish them well in their marriage. Also on June the 4th, there's 903 Sunsets, of course, downtown. And they are handing out free waters and Church Connect cards, and we do need volunteers for that event. And you can do this through our My Church app, or you can sign up in the foyer. And then also on June the 14th at 5 to 7 p.m. is a church cookout here next door at the R.O. Meyer Center. There is no cost for that event, but we do need you to RSVP by June the 10th. And so please don't miss that bounce house that night for the kids. Great fellowship. It's going to be a great night, so please don't miss that. Back up a few days there on June the 10th, there will be a men's baseball game outing. Next month, July the 10th, there's a men's baseball outing at Rangers Ballpark. And, of course, the Astros are playing, so God's going to smile on the Astros that night. Amen. We're going to have a great victory there. Just playing. Don't get a bad spirit before we get started tonight. No, Lord. But if you want to go to that, it is $60 per person. And that is happening, of course, again on July the 10th. And you can sign up for that. It'll be a great night happening on July 10th. Amen? Everyone said church.
Church.
Church is a great place to be at. Amen? Why don't we lift our hands together and worship the Lord? Jesus, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to be in your house. We ask you to minister, to move tonight, to speak tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, bless this house. Move in this room, I pray, and on a special way. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. We thank you for it. Worship with our team tonight as they lead us into worship.
Let's ask that question again. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Come on, why don't you believe that right now? Lift your hands. Let the Lord know, I believe you're still moving. You're still working. Come on, somebody needs to get that in your spirit right now. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing that, babe. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
In this house, you need to turn and look at it and say, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Somebody hear me right now. Turn to whatever it is in your spirit and tell it, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Come on, somebody, let God turn loose in your life tonight. Woo!
My. Fred Hammond sung the song years ago. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Come on, somebody.
I'm telling you, need to tell whatever it is that's holding you back. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work in my marriage. It won't work in my family. It won't work in my health. It won't work in my finances. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on, somebody, speak to it right now. We're going to move on, but God's trying to give somebody a word right now. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Brother Randy, come preach to us tonight. We'll take offering after he gets done tonight. The Lord's in the house tonight. Let's give God a hand right now as he comes. Let's remain standing for the word of the Lord tonight.
Praise God. Hallelujah. My. Man, if I could preach as good as I feel, we'd have a time around here. Man. Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus. He is in the house. Praise God. He always shows up. He knows I'm handicapped. Praise God. He helps me. Praise God. I'm thankful tonight. Thankful for the opportunity to come and preach tonight. Preach the word of God tonight to you great people. Thankful for my pastor giving me the opportunity. Such a wonderful atmosphere that we have here tonight. Praise God. I'm just praying that the Lord will touch us tonight as we go into his word. I believe that he will tonight. Praise God. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 21. I'm not going to be long, so I don't know if there's a... Is there a party after this or what? Is there a party? I feel a festive atmosphere. Praise God. We're going to leave out of here, praise God, and ready for a party. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel 21, verse 8 and 9, as we get started in the word tonight. And it says, "And David said to Elimelech, 'Is there not here on hand a spear or a sword? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste.' So the priest said, 'The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take that, take it, for there is no other except that one here.' And David said, 'There is none like it. Give it to me.'" Praise God. I'm going to ask Pastor Davis, he'd just say a quick prayer over this message tonight. Praise God. I'm going to preach a simple thought tonight. Where trophies are kept. You can be seated tonight. Praise God. You know, we all like trophies. I don't know if y'all have ever received any. We love them. We put them on our mantle place. We keep them in a place on display when people come in the house. We're proud of that accomplishment. We celebrate victories and breakthroughs, and also we celebrate answered prayers. When God answers our prayers, it's like a trophy to us. Praise God. It's a victory that we're reminded of God's goodness. Praise God. We remember, like David, the giants that we've defeated in the past. I don't know about you, but there's been some giants come up along the way. They might not have looked like giants to you, but in my path, they appeared like giants. And I was able, God, through God, to overcome. Praise God. I want to turn your attention tonight where trophies are kept. We find that this celebrated piece of trophy that David, you know, as he went out and as we know as a young man, possibly just a young teenager, he went out and he faced the giant Goliath, and he went out there on that field when others would not even leave their place. Even the king was hiding behind his men. Nobody would go out there and face the giant, but we know that David went out. And he faced the giant through faith because he If you look at the life of David, and you look at even at this point in time, when he went out to face the giant, he referred back to past victories that he had accomplished through the help of God. He looked back at the lion and the bear that God had given him strength to overcome and defeat when he built up his courage, so to speak, because nobody else was encouraging him. And nobody else, his brothers, was saying, hey, you need to go back home. You're just a silly kid. But David was able to encourage himself when he seen that giant, and he went out there and he faced it and he defeated him. And we know what the end of the story was. He got the giant's sword after he had knocked him down, and he finished the job. Chopped that head off, praise God. Head rolled, giant's head rolled off. And we never, you know, then we find here at this very critical time in David's life, after he had, you know, he was promised to be the next king, and he was set up in Saul's house as a, you know, as his armor bearer, and he had different, you know, he had a great relationship with Saul's son, Jonathan. They were like joined together at the soul almost. They were just so close friends. But we find at this point in time, we see David running for his life. And he finds his way to the priest, and he asked him, hey, I need something tonight. I don't even have a sword. My business was so urgent that I just didn't even have time to get a sword. And he said, here's this sword. And we find the placement of that trophy, that great trophy. You know, that trophy could have been hanging at David's. You know, I don't know, some of you deer hunters, you know, y'all got there and y'all kill those deer and you kill those animals, and we see them, you go into their house and they're displayed. They're like hanging on the walls. We want everybody to see those accomplishments. But we see David's one of the greatest victories that had ever been won in battle for the children, not just David, but for the whole entire nation of Israel. We see this sword tucked away. And it's wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. Praise God. It was wrapped in a place behind the ephod. The ephod, I want to talk about what the ephod represented. Where the sword, where this trophy was placed. The ephod represented seeking God's direction for your life. It was often used by the priest. The priest would put on the ephod and they would inquire of the Lord for specific direction that they needed. When they needed to hear God's voice for a specific purpose, you would see them getting on the ephod and calling on the name of the Lord, calling on God. They were depending on God's guidance. They went to the ephod. And when they wanted to remain in God's presence, they went and got the ephod. God was teaching David a lesson where this ephod, where this sword was stored. What it means is, you know, when we get a victory, we don't need to keep those victories that have got a purpose. They're not just for us to be displayed, praise God, but the ephod is to remind us of something. When we need a direction from God, a victory or a trophy, praise God, that ephod, that trophy, every time that priest went and got that ephod, Brother Kelso, when he grabbed that ephod, he saw a reminder. There was a reminder there of victory. There's victory. Now, I want to encourage you tonight. When you go to inquire of the Lord for something, maybe you need a healing in your body. Maybe you need to have some victories stored behind that place. Those past victories that God has given you. Every time we go before the Lord, we ought to be like David, encouraging ourselves. Praise God. God, you've done it for me in the past. You're going to do it for me again. Hallelujah. I've got this confidence. Hallelujah. That you're able. Hallelujah. You're able to provide victory in my life because I've already seen victory. You've seen victory in your life tonight. I come to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. Of a few points. Your victory should remind you, seek God again. Seek God again. I don't care what you're facing today. If you find yourself up against a wall, you ought to be able to look at a victory and say, God, you've given it to me before. You will do it again. You will make a way again. Hallelujah. You will provide exactly what I need. I've got some experience behind me that shows me. Hallelujah. You are a provider. Hallelujah. Praise God. When David needed help, he repeatedly returned to the ephod. We find it in 1 Samuel 23. Saul was pursuing him in chapter 23, verse 9. It says, when David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, He said to Abiathar the priest, bring the ephod here. Then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant was heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. We're talking about asking for specific answers, praise God. He will come down. Then David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you. So David and his men, about 600, arose and departed from Keilah and went wherever they could go. Then it was told Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, so he halted the expedition. Through God's provision, as he went and inquired of the ephod, he got direction time and time again. David was able to inquire of the Lord, and he gave him a specific answer that he needed for the time. There was something special about where that trophy had been stored. It was a place that he knew that he could keep going back and back again. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The sword behind the ephod was a constant reminder. God, the God who delivered me from Goliath, is the same God who will guide me through this crisis. Many people trust yesterday's victory instead of today's guidance. Praise God. There's some things that we need to be careful about. Just because you've enjoyed some victory doesn't negate the fact that we need God's guidance for today. Praise God. You may have received the Holy Ghost 25 years ago, and pastors preached along these lines several times recently, but we still need a daily walk with him. Hallelujah. We still need to get up in this church and have a pastor come around and dig around us. Praise God. I planted some grass here recently, and I knew from past experience, if I didn't get out there and work at it a little bit, if I didn't dig around, that grass wasn't going to grow if I didn't put some water on it. That's why we don't need a fail to come to the house of God. You've never had so much victory that you're not going to need a preacher to preach to you. Hallelujah. And to inspire you and dig around you and give some water. God don't want you to be in stale. He wants you to grow. The tree got cursed because there was no fruit on there. It probably hadn't been sitting under a preacher. Hadn't had no preaching to him. Praise God. The Bible says he chose the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. Hallelujah. We need a preacher. We need to be in the house of God. All you out there on Facebook land, praise God, you need to be in the house of God. We appreciate you being online, but it's so much better, praise God. It's so much better when you're here and in the atmosphere of what God is doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. David understood that yesterday's miracle could not replace today's word from God. Praise God, a past victory. Your past victory is not a permission slip to stop seeking God. Just because you've experienced some victories in your life, we still got to keep going forward, praise God. We still got to get into his word. We still got to pray and seek his face, praise God. I can't depend on past victories. I need some fresh bread. I need something fresh in my life. There's a battle that's coming that I'm not to be aware of. I need something fresh. I need to be ready for the occasion. There's some battles that the church is going to go through, praise God. But past every battle, there's a great victory waiting, praise God, if we're listening to his voice. Praise God. All right, praise God. I'm going to try to stick to my notes tonight, but I'm having difficulties. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why was that sword hidden behind the ephod? Why was it hidden back there in this significant place? This place that you went, this is the place that you would go to seek direction. You'd reach and grab that ephod. Why was it stored there? Because the real story of that trophy, yes, it was a great victory for David, but it never was really about David that day. Praise God. It was about the victory that God supplied the victory. He could have used anybody. It just so happened David was in the right place. Praise God. And his heart was in the right place. And God was able to give him the victory. But it was God's victory. It was God's trophy. Praise God. Every time God gives you a victory, it's not really yours, Brother Jeff. It really belongs to him. The glory and praise belongs to him. Every victory, and I'm talking about victory, and I'm talking about provision that he gives you on the job, whatever. Everything that God provides for you it belongs to him. The glory and honor belongs to him, praise God, because he supplies. Hallelujah. God gives the victory. It's God who defeats giants, and it's God who keeps his promises. He keeps his promises. The sword, what it done is it only pointed him to the God who provides. That sword pointed David, the God who empowered him. It's God that gives victories. Praise God. It's God that gives you a promotion on your job if you get promoted. Praise God. It's God that gives you the blessings, the breakthroughs. Praise God. And they should become testimonies that glorify him rather than our personal monuments that we have. Praise God. I'm talking about where trophies are placed. Praise God. Hallelujah. The place of past victories, this is another point, is also the place of future direction. The same ephod that stood behind Goliath's sword guided David into future victories. The trophy represented what God had done. The ephod represented what God was about to do. Many believers spend their life looking backwards. God wants to remember his faithfulness, but he also wants us to seek his direction for our next battle. The sword said God did it. The ephod said, won't you ask God what you need him to do next? That's what the ephod will do for you. And that's why we need to keep our trophy stored close to that place where we go and ask to inquire God for his faithfulness to us. Faith remembers yesterday, but also listens for today. Praise God. I'm not going to be long. Praise God. I should have got off my notes. I'm about to run out of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sure somebody's going to say, I just know that from past experience, the victories that God has granted me, praise God. I'm thankful for every one of them. Praise God. You know, I didn't know I was going to need that much victory when I got started. I thought one time was going to be enough. I got this victory, I'm on the road. But I tell you what, we stumble and we fall along the way. Praise God. I was one of those what do you call those guys that go off again? You preached about them this morning, those prodigals. I was a prodigal so much. As a young man from the time I was 16 to 20, I was a they couldn't even have time to get the fatted calf fat. I'd get out of church, go out there and run around and come back in a few months. The calf never got fat. They just had to keep killing a skinny cat. Praise God. But one time it stuck, Brother Kelso. One time I got back to the house of God and it stuck. Praise God. And it wasn't a few years after that. He along come my wife, and you talking about that really helped me. Praise God. The Bible says when you find a wife, you find a good thing. Praise God. My wife found me at the bowling alley after we were engaged. I decided to skip out on a youth service night. I didn't think that was important enough for youth service night. And she came. I had gotten in this little bowling league, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna go bowling instead of this youth. Man, she come marching in there. We were just engaged. I didn't take an ownership yet. You know, we were just engaged. She let me know, brother, I didn't come. I'm not joining up with something like this. You need to come up out of this bowling alley. And guess what? I just came right out of that bowling alley. I went to that service. Praise God. Find a wife, you find a good thing. Find somebody that'll pull you. You don't need somebody. You don't need somebody that'll take you out. You need somebody that'll pull you in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God, it takes two sometimes. There's times when I got to lean on her. Hallelujah. There's times when she has to lean on me, and it's great to have a companion that's going in the same direction. Praise God, that's got the same goals and the same vision. Praise God. You're talking about victory. That's victory right there. When you've got that victory, you've already got a lot of battles won. Praise God. Hallelujah. We suffer so much sometimes when we miss the plan of God. When God puts a plan in place and we miss it, praise God. Sometimes we got to make up ground and we got to make it up fast. Hallelujah. We see David. Praise God. David continually went back to the ephod. He went back again. We see the battle at Ziklag. Ziklag came upon them. They came up. They stood. We know the story. They came in. They took all their wives. And all of a sudden, here they come. They're looking at David, their leader. They once were just a few minutes earlier. They were, everything was hunky-dory. But boy, when their wives got taken, they suddenly turned on their leader. They began. The Bible says that they took up stones. They were fixing to stone that old boy. They were fixing to stone David. That was fixing to be the end of his ministry. But the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. And then he asked for something. He asked, bring me the ephod. Bring me the ephod. He didn't say, bring me the sword of Goliath. He said, bring me that ephod. I need to inquire of the Lord. I need some specific direction. Oh, God, help us to get that ephod in our life. Help us to get an ephod, a place that we go to. Maybe a corner, hallelujah, a prayer closet, wherever it's at for you, hallelujah. In this church is a great place, but some place where you get connected to the throne and you begin to get intense and listen for the voice of God. And David did just that. And God told him, you're gonna go and you're gonna recover all. He got used to going back to that ephod. If we would just get used, hallelujah, to knowing that we can get an answer. Praise God. And that's where we need to store our victories at, right there where we're getting our answers. Because we know, we don't need to forget about our past. We don't need to forget about the things God has done for us. We can't rely on them, but it sure is good to have them right there close to know. I talked to a friend today. I know that God has healed. He's going to heal again. He's still in the healing business. It's up to us, praise God. But I'll tell you what I read here recently. I was reading the Word of God, and they prayed when they were assembled together again. The place was shaken. And they prayed this prayer. I'm getting off of my message a little bit. They prayed this prayer. Lord, grant us that we can have healing. I'm going to paraphrase because I can't quote it. I'm not that Bible scholar like some of these folks. But they said this. They said, grant us that we could see miracles, signs and wonders. So you could promote the ministry that we have. We need to see signs and wonders. In our church today, we don't need it for an individual. But we do need to see miracles. Not for just, miracles are great. But we're all going to die just like, what was that old boy that rose from the dead? Lazarus, he still had to die. We're all going to die. We all want to be healed. But the best thing about a miracle is it promotes the gospel. It says, hey, can I have your attention? There's great things going on out here at the United Pentecostal Church of Paris. Yeah, you've had hang-ups about what they believe and how they worship, but I tell you what, there's great things happening out here. Praise God. And I tell you what, that's what we need. We need miracles, and we need to get the attention of this community that there's healing here. There's deliverance here. Praise God, because we need to promote the gospel. Hallelujah. We want to get them in here not just for a healing, but we want to get them in here for a filling. Hallelujah. The infilling of the Holy Ghost. We see David going back again to the ephod time and again. And I'm coming to a close. Praise God. We do find eventually David wore the ephod himself. Praise God. He got so acquainted with it, Brother Kelso. He got so used to it. He got so accustomed to inquire. But we find him when they were fixing to bring up the Ark of the Covenant in 2 Samuel 6 and 12, it says, now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was when those bearing the Ark of the Lord had gone six paces that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Praise God. What once had only belonged to the priest now became a part of David's worship. What once the priest only had, David was now wearing it in worship. David had learned that victory wasn't just about possessing a sword. It was about being able to go into the presence of the Lord. Victory was about living, praise God, in his presence. The man who once celebrated the sword eventually valued the ephod more. That giant killer became a worshiper. He became a worshiper. He didn't just kill. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. That warrior, he became a seeker. He became a God seeker. The king became a servant. He looked like a servant out there, made his wife mad. You should have kept your king clothes on. Praise God. I want to ask some questions tonight. Where are your trophies kept? Are they displayed in the gallery of self-achievement? Or are they kept behind the ephod? Every answered prayer, every miracle, every victory, every giant God has helped you defeat, you need to store them behind the ephod. Keep them in a place of prayer. Keep them in the place of worship. Keep them in the place of God's presence. Because the greatest lesson of Goliath's sword is this. The trophies of yesterday belong behind the ephod of today. So the past victories, our past victories, continually point us to God. What God has done for us in the past, brother, he wants to do it again. What he's done for you in the past, hallelujah. If he brought them in once, he can bring them back again. They may have walked away from God, but he can do it again. He done it for me. I was a repeat offender. I just kept going away from God. Didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve that mercy, Brother Jeff, but he kept pulling me back in. I'm here today walking in victory because of his mercy and grace. I'm so thankful for the victories that he's given me. Praise God. I didn't deserve any one of them. Let's stand tonight. I know it's a festive night. Praise God. We ought to worship with all of our might like David did tonight. Praise God. If God has ever given you a victory, he wants to do it. We used to sing a song, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. I don't know where you're at tonight. Somebody may be struggling here tonight, but I want you to know that if God has ever blessed you, if he's ever given you strength, he wants to do it again. He's not giving up on you. He's not giving up on me. Praise God. We can celebrate that tonight. Praise God. You can take that to the bank. Praise God. God is able and he's ready and he's willing. Praise God. I'm so thankful for the victories that God has given us. Praise God. But he wants to do it again tonight. Praise God. Where are your trophies at? Where are your trophies? Praise God. Put them by the ephod. That time, that way, every time you go to pray, your faith is already starting to charge up. Because we know it takes faith to get an answer anyway. There's no sense in pretending. Praise God, you got to build your faith up. That's why a preacher comes in and he begins to preach the word. It's the word of God that helps our faith. And I'm so thankful for it tonight. Pastor, come. Praise God. God bless you, people. Praise the Lord.
Why don't we all come to the front and just give God the praise as they sing right now. Come on, let's lift our hands to heaven tonight as we come forward. Thank you, Lord, for every victory. Thank you, God, for every promise. Help us, God, not to forget where your blessings came from. Help us not to forget, Lord, everything you've done for us tonight. Come on, church. We love you, Lord. Thank you for that word tonight, God. Help us to realize that you'll give us direction at the altar. God, all direction. All direction comes from the altar. All direction comes, God, from the altar. Come on, lift him up tonight. Come on. We love you, Lord. We worship you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus.
Here I am to worship.
Come on, here I am to bow down.
Here I am to bow down.
Here I am to say that you're my God. God, I give you praise. Come on, when I can't see you, Lord, I praise you. I go back, God, to what got me here. Worship, God, be here. Praise, God, be here.
Upon that cross, I
upon the
deserves all praise. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Armstrong. Amen. Everything we need is still found at the altar. Amen. It's always found through worship, through praise. Amen. There's always going to be victories that God gives, but it's remembering what God is here. Amen. Amen. He said something that was pretty profound about he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And I want to echo that those of you who aren't married, it is of utmost importance that you marry somebody who believes the same exact way you believe in the apostolic faith. Amen. The Bible says, be not, I'm not here to teach a Bible study, but don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Well, that's old school. No, it's Bible school. And you need to find somebody in the house of God. And this is a little pastoring right here, 101. But we ain't looking for folks at the back of the church hanging out, doing nothing, sitting there twiddling their thumbs. He better be a worshiper. She better be a worshiper. He better be a giver. She better be a giver. They better be faithful. She better be faithful. Come on, somebody. I'm checking a list twice.